This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, some real Super Bowl action with the head bookie from the Stardust Casino in Las Vegas. But first, the Bush administration is pushing congressional Republicans to make cuts in the $31 billion energy bill, which is currently in legislative stall. If the bill does pass, you would very likely see a big increase in natural gas exploration in the Rocky Mountain states. This is something opposed by environmentalists who want the Rockies protected. Looking for allies, the Greens are happy to see hunters and anglers from western states visiting the Capitol this week, and perhaps especially happy because these outdoor activists are Republicans. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Most guys dream of a beautiful girl, says Montana outdoorsman Ryan Bussey. But for him, heaven on earth is the vast wilderness of the Rocky Mountain front. He spent much of this week toting photos of his beloved place around Capitol Hill, trying to convince lawmakers to spare it from oil and gas production.
There's a photo of myself actually sitting on top of a ridge on the eastern front, and as you can see, not a single oil well or road in sight, and that's the beauty of the place, is that it is natural and that it's not touched by the hand of man, and it's really refreshing, and it recharges your soul just to sit there and look at it.
This is the sort of talk lawmakers are used to hearing from liberal environmentalists, but Bussey is a Republican who voted for Bush, and he's employed by a gun manufacturer. He isn't pleased with the president's energy and environmental policies. He's especially concerned about proposals that would limit public input in new energy development projects and exemptions in the stalled energy bill that would remove clean water and wildlife habitat protections. Bussey says these rules are needed to protect habitat that sustains the deer and elk herds for hunters and Montana's blue ribbon trout streams.
It's tough to understand how Westerners and Montanans feel, but hunting and fishing is part of us. And anybody who attacks that, anybody who encourages policies that attack that, are no longer our friends, despite how much we may have fought for them in the past, President Bush among those.
The directive to increase energy development in the western states came to Congress from the White House. Administration official Rebecca Watson is an assistant secretary at the Department of Interior. She explains the administration's goal is to ensure affordable energy and protect the environment.
What we looked at in the administration is what can we do in the short term to address the natural gas supply shortage. Natural gas is the fuel of choice right now because it is cleaner environmentally and it's by and large a domestic source of energy.
Watson says the mother load, about 60% of the natural gas, happens to be locked up in the interior west.
This area of New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and Montana contain the second largest resource of natural gas. So that is why we have a focus there. Again, it is to address our short-term crunch for natural gas.
But critics of this policy say they're not convinced by the administration. Stoney Burke, a self-described conservative from Shodo, Montana, was among the group of hunters and anglers lobbying Capitol Hill this week. He argues the amount of energy that could be extracted in the West is not enough to warrant a permanent scarring of the land.
They're talking from the estimates that we can see from industry and government. If you took the whole amount that could be extracted, if they hit it under the front, we're talking not more than a week's production for the nation. And so we would say, let's take a look at alternative energy sources. Let's take a look at conservation and save this place for generations.
If you look beyond Montana to all of the West, the natural gas resource could supply much more than a week of energy, but it's still a finite amount. Burke and Bussey came to Washington as part of a coalition sponsored by Trout Unlimited, a hunting and fishing conservation organization. The group knocked on a lot of lawmakers' doors, and while they didn't get the kind of response they would have liked, they did find an ally in Senator Jeff Bingaman, a New Mexico Democrat.
And I think if we're going to seriously consider passing an energy bill, we ought to get those issues out and debate them and try to get the balance back into it.
By balance, the senator means arriving at a bill that can keep environmental protections in place while also allowing for gas development. One that falls short of that may further alienate tens of thousands of avid hunters and anglers. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.